faith confessions, and those faith confessions are not lies, but they are the truth of the Word of God. A faith confession is simply a statement I make in agreement with the Word of God, regardless of my circumstances. So even though your circumstances may not be what you're saying out of your mouth, it's okay, because if you continue to speak the Word of God out of your mouth, it shall come to pass in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So concerning experiencing the will of God in your life, make these faith confessions after me. I am a new creature, predestined for greatness. I am a child of God, fully accepted by the Father. I am loved by God, regardless of how I perform. I am forgiven and will not be tormented by my past errors or mistakes. I am an overcomer, and my faith is changing my circumstances. I commit to rededicate myself to you, God, and I reverence you as the source and sustainer of my life. Therefore, because I please you with my life, my enemies are purged. I will praise you, and my land will prosper. I walk in divine favor, and I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. I am the healed, resisting sickness and disease. Any germ or disease that touches my body dies instantly, because I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. For sickness, he has given me health. For poverty, he has given me wealth. I have the wisdom of God. I hear the Father's voice and the voice of the stranger I choose not to follow. I thank you, Father. Promotions don't come from the east or the west, but you, God, put down one and pick up another. I thank you, Father, that you're elevating me and my family to another level in our careers and in our lives. I am righteous. Therefore, my entire household is saved, and my family is protected by the blood of Jesus. I believe all my family walks according to the Word of God, and every blinder that the enemy has on any of my family members' lives are lifted, and they hear God's voice. I declare your perfect will comes to pass in my life, and you perfect all that concerns me in Jesus' name. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Now concerning believing God for miracles in your life, make this confession after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I am the righteousness of God. Therefore, I have a right to come boldly before your throne and obtain grace and mercy in my time of need. I thank you, Father, that your word says your name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into your name and find safety. I know your name, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner, the Lord my victory, the Lord my miracle worker. I believe you, Father, for victory in every area of my life. I thank you, Father, that miracles work as the Spirit wills, and I position myself as your child to receive a supernatural miracle in my life. I thank you, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, and you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you have done in principle for one, you must do the same for me. Therefore, I believe I receive a supernatural move of God in my life, like Elijah had, like Moses had, like Abraham had, like Joshua had. And I thank you, Father, that you're El Elyon. You are the Most High God. And you have the final word to say about my life, to say about my destiny, to say about my future. And I declare that your thoughts toward me are to prosper me and to give me a future. And I live in daily expectation of your miracle working power in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now concerning weight control and weight management. Make these confessions after me. I have discipline and self-control. And I only eat those things that are needful for my body. I present my body a living sacrifice. Therefore, I choose to present to you a healthy body. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I refuse to overeat. I modify. I put to death the desires of my flesh. I buffet my body like an athlete. And I discipline myself to exercise. Exercise profits me. And I walk in total health and wholeness. Food will not lord over me, because I've made Jesus my Lord. Even when I see dainty and sweet and things that are not needful for me, I make a conscious choice to identify its effect on my body. And I move away from the temporary pleasure and focus on the long-term benefit of living a healthy, long, fulfilled life of 120 years. In Jesus' name, shout hallelujah! Hallelujah! Concerning worry and fear, make these confessions after me. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ, and I cast the whole of every care on the Lord. I come against every thought that is not in agreement with the word of God, and I cast it down. I take authority over every demonic assignment and every thought that is evil. I choose to bring it into captivity with the word of God. Every demonic force is brought to naught, and I choose not to worry or have an anxious thought about anything. I make a choice
to think only those things
that are true,
that are honest,
that are pure,
that are just,
and of a good report.
I am the righteousness of God,
and I plead the blood of Jesus
over my conscience,
and my conscience
is cleansed
from all dead works.
Every generational curse
is broken,
and I declare
me
and my entire household
are covered by the blood of Jesus.
Worry,
fear,
and anxiety
go now
in Jesus' name.
I have the peace of God
in every area of my life.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now concerning God's will among the staff of New Light Church and the volunteers, make this confession after me. The staff and volunteers of New Light Church,
the staff and volunteers of New Light Church,
operate out of compassion
and love for the people of God.
We love God's people,
and we're sensitive to their needs.
God,
you've given people for the vision
and men for our lives.
Therefore,
New Light Church
has all sufficiency
to pay the staff
for their skills
and talents
and more than enough.
Our staff,
our excellent team members,
and all the volunteers
are covered by the blood of Jesus.
And because we commit our gifts
and talents
for the use of the kingdom of God,
there is no lack in our lives.
There is no lack in our family members' lives.
All of our children
are protected
by the blood of Jesus.
And our time sown
in the kingdom of God
is rewarded.
God strengthens us
for our assignment,
and God perfects
and protects
all
that concerns us.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now concerning the harvest of souls that God is sending to New Light,
make these confessions after me.
In the name of Jesus,
I call the harvest
from the north,
from the south,
from the east,
from the west,
every man,
every woman,
every boy,
every girl
assigned to any location
of New Light Church,
I call you forth now.
Every offended member
that left outside of God's will,
I say to you now,
come back
to your set place
in Jesus' name.
I declare
every location
filled
from the top
to the bottom,
including the balcony
and the overflow
for every service.
No matter how many services,
I agree with my bishop
that New Light Church
has favor in the city of Houston,
has favor in the city of Austin,
has favor in the city of Beaumont,
and almost the whole city
gathers at New Light
to hear the word of God.
We agree together
as a church family
that people will stand in line
to get in our services
at all locations,
no matter how many services.
We call in now
our 50,000
blood bought,
blood washed,
spirit filled,
tithing
members
now
in Jesus' name.
I thank you, Father, for our faith partners. And I set my faith in agreement with my bishop for 10,000 new faith partners every month. Our faith partners support this ministry with their offering. And we agree with every faith partner that you, God, provide seed for them to sow into this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now concerning increase and prosperity, make these confessions after me. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for the miracle of increase and debt cancellation in my life, because I am a giver. Men give to me. I am blessed, and I walk in supernatural abundance. I thank you, Father, for the same grace of debt cancellation on New Life Church. Rest upon my life, and I walk in overflowing abundance. I declare every member of New Life Church obeys God's voice concerning giving to the kingdom of God. And I agree with my bishop that 100% of the members of New Life Church are tithing members. We call it in now. The $100 million flow for this ministry and for all outreaches of New Life Church. Money come now. Prosperity come now. Increase come now. Overflow come now. In Jesus' name, I speak to you, money, and I say to you, money, find your way into my hand. I commit to be a kingdom millionaire and allow you, God, to flow money through me so that I can continue to sow and abound to every good work. New Life Church is blessed and experiences the miracle of supernatural overflow. Every conference, every meeting, every budget, every assignment is met in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that I increase frequently, and like dust, every day I receive my increase. I thank you, Father. I believe I receive supernatural abundance in my life. Thank you, Father. I set my faith in agreement with my bishop for this year's impact offering. Thank you, Father, for creative ideas and witty inventions for me and for every member of New Life Church. I thank you, Father. We obey and we give. And every need for every vision assignment in every location is finished in excellence and free of debt. Every person you're speaking to concerning giving to me and concerning giving to New Life Church are free to obey your voice and give. I thank you, Father, that you take pleasure in my prosperity now. I hold fast to my confession of faith, and without wavering, I have patience to see the manifestation of what I say come to pass. Because you, God, are faithful that I will reap in due season if I faint not. I believe I receive everything I have said because I am the redeemed of the Lord, and what I say is so. I declare and decree the angels of the Lord are busy right now bringing in my harvest because they hearken to the voice of your word. I have given voice to your word, and it is so. In Jesus' name.